Thank you. Right, agenda item one, Chairman's notices. Some recording of meeting. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. At the start of the meeting, an announcement will be made about the sound recording. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked with the green running man. The fire assembly point is outside the main entrance to the council offices. Please gather there and await further instruction. Health and safety, please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber. There are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the side of the room. And the closed circuit television, CCTV, this meeting is being monitored and recording by CCTV. Thank you. Agenda item two, apologies for absence. Mr. Holmes.
Thanks, Vice Chairman. Apologies for absence from Councillor Bass, Councillor Bamford, Councillor Miss Anne Beale, Councillor Dobson, Councillor Kane, Councillor Channer, Councillor Shrimpton, Councillor Sismi, Councillor Durham, and Councillor Mrs. Elliott.
Thank you. Agenda item three, disclosure of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to terms of business on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 6 to 10, inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to disclose any such interest as soon as they become aware, should the need arise throughout the meeting. Councillor Pratt.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening. As an Essex County Council member, they are a consultee on some of the matters. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Keane.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to give my apologies just like this. I thought it was a group meeting tonight. I apologise. I've been working nights, but that does not excuse me. I'm sorry.
Not exactly. No. You are forgiven. You are forgiven, Councillor Keith. Just leave a little donation in the box outside.
I will do that.
Thank you. Are there any other interests? No? Thank you. Item four, notice of motion. We received a notice of motion, and I will hand over to Councillor Fluker as deputy leader.
Thank you, Chairman. And just to reassure you, you might not be the most nervous person in the chamber tonight. Members, I've given notice under procedure rule number four that I wish to move the following motion. This is in relation to the appointments committee. Moving down one level so that the Appointments Committee will appoint the senior managers that report directly to the directors. So, that paragraph 3.1 of the terms of reference in connection with the Appointments Committee should be amended to add the list of those officers appointed by the committee as a temporary measure until the 31st of July 2019, those managers that report directly to any directors. As a consequential amendment, Council Procedure Rule 16.5 should be changed by adding at the end, as a temporary measure until the 31st of July 2019, those managers that report directly to any of the directors shall be appointed by the Appointments Committee. As a further consequential amendment, Council Procedure Rule 16.6 should be changed by adding after, where a director, or until the 31st of July 2019, any manager that reports directly to a director. A further consequential amendment to the terms of reference for the Finance and Corporate Services Scheme of Delegation for the Head of Paid Service at point two, there should be added at the end, this shall not apply to those managers that report directly to any of the directors until after the 31st of July 2019. I so move. Thank you, members.
Has that been agreed, please?
Oh, no! Thank you. I'm just a little bit concerned that we've spent a long time keeping member obligations and officer obligations quite separate. We did a couple of years ago actually remove members from the appeals panel when there were member disputes, for example, because it was seen that member responsibilities were broadly to members and to the head of paid service, and that officer obligations, if we're going to hold officers, particularly the head of paid service, accountable for anything, they should be the arbiters of who serves under them. They can't take responsibility for people that they've actually not had direct responsibility for appointing. I just think it's a dangerous precedent, and I wonder if it had been fully considered.
Chairman, there has been a full consultation with the monitoring officer and others, and we are satisfied that this is the right way to go, bearing in mind where we are going with the full transformation programme. I understand what you're saying, Councillor Lewis, but please understand, of course, that the head of paid service doesn't have any input into the appointment of directors.
But they're managers.
Councillor Pratt.
Thank you, Chairman. Would it help, Chairman, that the normal protocol is that the chairman leaves the mic on all the time? Because they do work, you can leave it on. But to the matter of the motion, I fully support what Councillor Fluker is proposing and Councillor Boyce is seconded. I think this is such a critical time. We are trying to do something that is so important that we should allow the Appointments Committee to be fully involved in the total structure. I fully support the motion. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Savage, did you you had your hand up?
I have pointed to the mic. Okay. Your attention.
Okay.
Against.
Councillor Miss Lewis.
No, you're asking who's in favour. You've not asked who's against.
Yes. Is there anyone against this? Can we have a vote, please? Those in favour. Thank you.
I think that is
those against. Right. I think that is passed. Thank you. Right. Agenda item 5. Agenda item 5 is the nominations for the appointment of a new leader of the council. Please, can I ask for nominations for the appointment of a new leader of the council? Councillor Boyce.
Thank you, Chairman. I propose that Councillor Fluker be the leader of the council.
I second that. Is that duly seconded? Are there any further nominations? Okay, thank you very much. I now.
Members agreed.
Can members now please vote on that?
Four.
Is there anyone against? No? Are there four? Declare that Councillor Fluker is the new leader of the council. Congratulations. Nominations for the appointment of a new deputy leader of the council. Councillor Fluker.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I propose Councillor Maddie Thompson.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Members, could you please vote on this? Okay.
In
favour? Thank you.
Against?
Anyone against? No? I declare that Councillor Mrs. Thompson is deputy leader. Congratulations. Thank you. She can take a seat. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I would like to ask Councillor Lewis.
Yes. Okay. Right.
That's to the working groups. That's this one. Require respect to committees, working groups, and representation.
Right. Yes.
So let
if I just announce that, then I'll just say. Right. Agenda item 6. Right. Still on agenda item 5, we have some consequential amendments. I will hand over to the leader, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. There's two consequential changes that we need to make as a result of these two appointments. The first one, I'll deal with them separately. The first one is a representative to sit on the appointments committee, and I would propose Councillor Michael Helm.
Are there any other nominations? Can we have a vote? Are we in agreement? Can we have a vote? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. There is one other consequential change as well, and that is an appointment to the Corporate Governance Working Group, and I would propose from the Chair, Councillor Harker.
Which one? Exactly.
Is that seconded?
We don't know which one it is yet.
I just thought.
Brendan's hiding behind the glass, so I'd propose Councillor Brian Harker to sit on the appointment on the Corporate Governance Working Group.
Thank you. Okay, agenda item 6. Okay, where is that written down?
It's just an oral report.
Okay, agenda item 6. Recommendations from the appointments committee. I will hand over to the leader.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, can I apologise that there is no report? We were hoping to get a report out, but I think you'll understand things have been very fluid over the last 72 hours. So I shall make a verbal report, which I've been told to read verbatim. So I'm pleased to report. Sorry, can you not hear?
No, I was wondering who had told you to do it. You're the leader of the council.
Okay, Chairman.
Just invite Councillor Cooper to read his report.
Okay. Yeah. Can we read your report, please?
Thank you, members. I'm pleased to report to members that yesterday the appointments committee recommended that Richard Holmes should be appointed a head of paid service on an interim basis until the 31st of July. That will give us the opportunity of seeing how the transformed organisation works and which of the three director roles are most appropriate for the permanent position of head of paid service. We will, of course, report to members before the 31st of July for council to decide the issue. Members are therefore invited to accept the recommendation of the appointments committee to appoint Richard Holmes as interim head of paid service until the 31st of July. Is that agreed?
Yes.
Thank you. Agenda item 7, therefore, insofar as it deals with the appointments of the head of paid service, has now been overtaken by the events of yesterday. For the purpose of information for members, I'm pleased to report that the appointments committee appointed Paul Dobson as the new Director of Strategy, Performance and Governance. I don't know if it's any significance, but the acronym is SPG. Obviously nobody's as old as I am here. But that the other two director posts of Director of Resources and Director of Service Delivery required no appointment. As Emma Foy and Richard Holmes were slotted into those posts according to our HR policies. For the sake of clarification, the Director of Resources has contained within its job description the roles of Returning Officer and Registration Officer. This means that Emma Foy will now have both of those roles, which in the past had been included as part of the Chief Executive's post. This is logical because the Director of Resources is responsible for elections. Again, this means that agenda item 7 in relation to those two roles have been overtaken by the events of yesterday. As a result of the council having 3 new director posts, there will need to be interim consequential amendments to the scheme of delegations, because the scheme presently gives delegation to the old directors. This will give time to work out the new distribution of functions that will sit within each directorship. I therefore propose that any reference to the Director of Customers and Community should now read Director of Service Delivery. That Director of Planning and Regulatory Services should read Director of Strategy. Performance and Governance, with the Director of Resources remaining as the Director of Resources. And members, can I take this opportunity to thank the members of the Appointments Committee who pitched up at quite short notice to deal with all of this, and I'm grateful for the time that they gave up on Tuesday. Thank you. Oh, I beg your pardon. We need a second into the proposal. Thank you very much. Try to rush it for
agreed.
Is that agreed by members?
Agreed.
Thank you. Okay, agenda item 8.
Agenda item
7. Oh, yes, agenda item 7. I'll hand over to Mr. Quelch, please.
There are just a few items in 7 that still remain. Councillor Lewis is absolutely right, the vast bulk of it is done. If you see, there are 4 recommendations on that report. And the first one is really just a noting of the emergency action that was taken by the Chief Executive, Fiona Marshall. That was her last act before actually leaving the offices, of using her powers to make Richard Holmes emergency head of paid service. We needed to do that because statute requires that every council has a head of paid service. So that was essential to enable us to be lawful. But that was only until today's date. Now, obviously, that's already been dealt with now, so you now have an interim head of paid service until the 31st of July next year. Likewise, the issue of returning officer and registration officer is not an interim, actually, now it's a permanent, and that rests with obviously the Director of Resources. So the only other recommendation that is still alive as far as this report's concerned, it is the fact that the emergency action changed the constitutional documentation to replace Chief Executive and Chief Executive Officer, there are many references to that title, with Head of Paid Service, Interim Head of Paid Service. So now actually this report is recommending that members, in fact, perpetuate that emergency decision and make it a permanent change to the constitutional documentation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Quelch. Okay, we move now to agenda item 8, exclusion of the public and press. To resolve that under section 100A(4) of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting of the following item of business on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
As a member of the public leaving the meeting, I resolve my congratulations to all those newly appointed and look forward to seeing positive progress on your vision.